views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Actually, Nadia Angelini today. As most of you know, Dee is in China this week, and I am subbing for her. So happy to be back. For those of you that don't know, I had a baby 10 days ago, but I wouldn't miss doing Dee's show. I'm very excited to start taking callers. Okay, so our first caller today, we have Lisa from Massachusetts. Hi,
hello.
Lisa.
Hi. I just want to say it is such a pleasure to be able to talk with you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
It truly is. Oh, my gosh.
Well, how can I help you today?
Well, what you were speaking about, I truly feel that the message is definitely something that I need to hear, because it's exactly what the beginning of the year has been, a whirlwind.
Yeah.
A lot of changes, a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
Change in work environment, change in family environment.
Exactly.
People
the energy. It's so perfect.
Yes. People passing away and people entering into your life. And for me, it's been an upheaval in regards to the beginning of the year, that I'm in a situation where I have to move, and there is no one to depend on.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I feel like the rug has been pulled out from underneath me.
Right.
And for the first time in my life, I don't have a plan as to where I'm going.
It's interesting, because immediately when I talk to your energy, I have chills right now, because they're saying to me that this kind of ripping the rug under you is taking your security blanket away.
Yes.
That you've had your whole life, which is other people take care of me, there's this other thing, and it's going, your blossoming abundance is when you actually find that power within you to go, I can do this. I have chills when I hear this. It's like, I can do this is where your abundance lives.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, I'm 51 years old, and I feel like now I'm leading home.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's almost like you're a teenager. That's how it feels to me. Like, you're a teenager,
And I've been weepy. I've been so weepy and crying. I mean, it's not just the death of my sister, but it's also it's like the death of many things within my life.
Aspects of you too that are passing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, and it's feel like, you know, now my niece is moving to another place, and I feel this sense of loss, but there's an excitement to this new beginning.
Well, and I think what's great is that you're right on track with your intuition is telling you this is scary. I feel I'm scared to be alone. I'm losing everything that was sturdy in my life, but maybe really wasn't sturdy in your life.
Yes.
And you're building a new foundation, and they're telling me very clearly that this is absolutely part of your path. This is not nothing negative about any of this,
absolutely.
And that your path is really of finding your way with the resources you have. They're saying very clearly, you have everything you need within you. There's nothing else you need, and it's really finding that. Like, I literally keep hearing, "I got this. I got this." Like, it's weird. It's like this kind
and
of.
And I need
like,
to keep seeing this to myself. I got this.
Yeah, that's perfect. So keep doing it, because I'm just telling you, you're right on path. They're not showing me anything negative or limiting that needs to be clear. It's just giving you the confirmation that this is exactly right, and this is moving toward. They literally showed me blossoming abundance, like flowers blossoming.
Wow.
Just stay on this, and you know, they're showing me till the end of the year. So just, there's going to be ups and downs to the end of the year, but the worst part is over. Okay, so the worst is over, and now it's about really staying on, and I just see new things coming in for you. So now that you're closing these old doors, it's like yes. through the summer and the fall, there's going to be some new energies coming in. So just stay open every day. Just go, I'm open. Like, really take deep breaths in the morning and like open your heart every morning and see that you know, do those meditations, because it's really just about you allowing this energy in at this point.
Absolutely, and I've been blocking because I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not ready. Wait a minute.
Yeah, well, I think you were doubting yourself, and that's why you needed to call today, is because it's like, no, you're right on track, and I would tell you.
I know you would. That's why I called.
Yes.
You'll give it to me straight.
Oh, I will, girl. So I do. Well, thank
and I
you
love
so
it.
Much, because I hope that was helpful.
Oh, it was absolutely, it was
okay.
Right on. Because I've been calling before, and I wasn't able to get in. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call today, because I know I need to hear a message from you. Because
right. it was meant to be.
Right on.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome. Thanks, Lisa. Next, we have Susan from Niagara Falls, who I know I've spoken to before. Have I not?
Hi, this is, I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
Hi. So,
yeah, I have something similar, too. I've had a lot of upheaval throughout the year. I've had to let go of my son living here, and my money has gone way out of the
right.
out of alignment.
Sure.
I just been wondering. My creativity has just kind of went down the tubes, and
yeah, I can feel
it's just
that.
Mm-hmm. It's just like everything kind of went to hell in a handbag. Excuse the expression, but I don't. It's just I'm kind of at a loss where
okay.
to go next. I'm just
okay. well,
everything kind
well,
of went. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to help you right away because I read immediately they're saying to me, they showed me like a holding your heart to your chest, like a vision of you holding your heart. It's like there's a part of you right now that's not, you know, because creativity and love is giving of love. And there's something, there's a little bit of like hurt or wounding or fear that you're holding your heart close to your chest. And it's almost like they really are showing me there's an opening for you. Like you're really in alignment again. They're showing me this like new beginning for you right now. It's like I said, that was kind of for everybody who's on the line today, but that you kind of, you're one of the people that they're, what I was saying, stuck in the worry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you get stuck in this kind of negative thinking pattern where you get a little, like, poor me, I don't know what to do, look at how bad things are. You get in that sort of headspace. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
And it completely cuts off your channel. It cuts off your creative channel, cuts off your abundance channel. It cuts it all off. So your work is, I mean, they literally show me you, like, holding your heart to your chest, like, because your creative work is like we have to feel inspired, we have to feel open, we have to feel, you know, it's very, you can't create from that closed off energy. So the first thing is, what are you afraid of?
Not having enough money to live on, to just, I've noticed, I just noticed recently that I pretty much lived my life in fear. And I've got to.
Great. It's great. No, it's great that you can acknowledge that, because that's true. Hello?
And that's got to stop. No,
yeah.
I'm here.
Okay, great. So, exactly. And so the thing is, we can't, you know, I always say if you can't not think it or feel it, look right at it, right? Because it's there for a reason, and it's been with you a really long time. And this kind of lack thinking, I'm sure you got it from your family. I'm sure it's been, you know, you've gotten inundated by culture and everything. So the best thing to do when you're kind of like, you know, Abraham would say, when you look at what is and all you see is lack, you know, you need to find a way to relate to it differently, like I was talking about in the beginning. So the truth is, do you have a home? Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have food?
Yes.
Okay, so you have all these things. So the fear is, I'm not going to in the future. So the anxiety is, today I'm okay. In the moment, in the now, I'm okay. But my fear is really, what about tomorrow? What about the next day? What about next year? What about blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying? So
yes.
The anxiety comes from future thinking. So, you know, this is a lot of Eckhart Tolle stuff of like, when you're in a place where, when we're in anxiety, we're in the future. okay? When we're in depression, we're in the past. So this anxiety and fear is not in the now. You're not in the moment you're in right now. You know, you're not in, you are not wanting to deal with Susan. Do you see what I mean? Like, there's a lot of feelings in Susan, and the worry is a distraction from being in the now moment of, wow, I'm really scared, or wow, I want, you know, these are other things that are going on with me, or I need to process the grief of my son leaving, even though I know it's the right thing, or I feel like it's almost an avoidance tactic. And I know that's hard to hear, but I'm telling you because I feel like this is what you learned. This is how you cope. You go to worry as a way to not deal with your feelings. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I know that's not easy to hear, but you have this other side of you that is completely like, wait, I know I can create it. Wait, I know I got, you know, you have this other side that I'm trying, which is your creative side, your abundance side. So for you right now, the most important thing is I would do the writing exercises where you're like, okay, what am I afraid of? You write it all out. Like, I'm afraid I'm not going to have enough money. I'm afraid I'm not going to be taken care of. I'm afraid, blah, 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 all your feelings. And then you go, this is what I want the universe to bring in for me, where I know I have enough. I never have to worry. I feel completely free. I'm inspired creatively. Do you see what I mean? Because you need to be turning that energy around. So does that make sense?
Yes, because, yeah, so I'm...
You got to clean out the pipes a little bit. You got a little bit of, like, and I think, you know, doing this, these kind of exercises, the writing, I still do it, you know, when I have anxiety about something, because it means that there's something deeper. Like, this is about getting a relationship with yourself, or just like when I was with Lisa, it's finding that power of like, oh, wait, I'm not the victim of here. I can manifest this. I can create this. And finding that power in yourself again instead of the worry takes all your power away. And then you're not inspired,
yeah,
and then you're not creative, and then you can't create the abundance from that space.
Yeah, because I think the worry is like the worry has just created me losing some more money from the
exactly.
income that I've gotten. You know,
yeah,
that,
it's poison.
You know, I've just,
it's mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll find a way. It's like, oh, the car breaks down, or oh, there's a pipe in the house, and like all of a sudden, like the money starts to go. You're like, ah, you know, that's always what happens. So I would just recommend, because again, it's not a huge tweak for you. It's just a matter of you being willing to sit with it, look right at it, and then turn it around.
And so write out exactly how?
Yeah, what are you afraid of? Like really sit with Susan and go, Susan, what are you afraid of? Like you're talking to a child. I'm afraid I'm not going to be okay. I'm afraid I'm going to die without any money. I'm afraid that, you know, I don't know what you're, you know, really going inside yourself and digging deep into what are you really afraid of? I'm afraid of being alone.
Okay.
I'm afraid of, you know, really getting those, cleaning the pipes, getting them out, and then going, oh, I want to create where I wake up every day and I'm excited about my life, where I'm inspired and I'm creating abundance through my creativity. Like, I don't know, whatever it is that is resonant with you.
Okay.
And that's my experience with creation for me. You need to dump and then pull that energy and turn it around. And that, for me, is what works as far as when you're in the space that you're in, which is, I totally understand, because survival. Survival's really hard. When it's money and, you know, it triggers the fight or flight in your nervous system. So it's hard to turn it around, but that's what you can do it. You have the tools to do it 100%. And it'll change that energy within 30 days if you just stay on this. And you'll notice after like 3 days of doing it, like you wake up in the morning and you do it, or you can do it at night. And then you'll notice, you're like, oh, I'm not as anxious about it. Oh, I'm feeling okay today. Like you'll notice it starts to shift. But you got to stay on it for like 30 days and it'll totally change the energy.
Okay.
And feel free to email me on my website. I would love to hear about how it's going. My website, for those of you, I'll say it again at the end, is www.intuitionbynadia.com, and there's a place you can email me on my site. So,
thanks.
No problem, Susan. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Kathy from Hawaii. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Hi, Nadia. Congratulations on your baby.
Thank you. So what do you need some guidance on today?
Right in line with everything that you talked about this morning, as well as with what Leisha and Susan talked about. Same thing, and even though, you know, I've talked to Dee and gotten some direction there, it's like there's still something within my field that is blocking me. And like with the worry and the frustration and the, all the other stuff with it, it's like, you know, before I was able to create pretty efficiently everything that I wanted, now it's like I'm hitting a flipping brick wall.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'm going to agree with you on that. I feel it. It's like, whoa. It's really interesting because they showed me, like, a storm, kind of like a little bit of drama, and, like, you're kind of, your hands are tied, and you're not making, the biggest core of this is you're not making a decision. You're still kind of giving, again, and this is a theme, of your power is outside of you. Does that make sense? Like, your power is out here, and you're going, wait a minute, I don't know what to do. Wait, whoa. You're letting it kind of throw you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So tell me a little bit about a specific thing that you want to create that you feel stuck about.
Well, money, but I moved about a year ago, and I had a successful business where I was, and my business isn't taking off like I had hoped it would. So I want to remain being, you know, a solopreneur, as they call it. But without the money coming in, it's like finding a quote-unquote job, which I really don't want, but I need the money to come in. So that's that vacillation there. So I need the money to come in, even though, but it's not. So now I need to look for another source of income.
Right. So this is, makes a lot of sense to me with the indecision, okay? Because you're going... Yeah. Well, I want this, but I don't want this. So I want a job, but I don't. I want the money, but I don't want to do this. But I'm not really open, but I don't see another way to get the money. So I'm kind of stuck because you put yourself in a box. You put yourself in a box. It's like, well, it's not coming through the business. So now I don't believe it's going to come through the business. And then my belief is I can only get it if I have a job, but I'm really not willing to get a job. So this is why you're stuck, is that you have this neurotic conflict about, you know, all the energies are like, blah, 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 blah. You know, they're just conflicting each other. So interestingly enough, they're showing me the fifth chakra. Like, first of all, your throat chakra really needs to be open. So just right now, just ask your fifth chakra, just your throat chakra, to just open right up, which is your expression of who you are. Because I think that what's really the issue is really getting in touch with who is the expression of who you choose to be. And the business is supposed to be an expression of who you choose to be, but it's not kind of, what I want you to do is do meditations where you kind of light it up with your energy, the business, with like, oh, this is like really like blast heart, and like that meditation I gave at the beginning, blast that light from your heart onto that business, because it's, it doesn't have energy. It's like a little dead in the water, the energy of the business to me. It feels like it's like bleep, bleep, bleep. It's like very slowly moving. It needs energy.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two, I do feel like you have a hard time owning your power and owning like, hey, I want this. And, oh, by the way, I'm willing to get a job that would support my business, that would inspire me, that would be people, you know, what can you do to be open to a job to bring money in that for in the meantime, it would be temporary, but I want something, maybe there's something I could do that would be really fun and I would meet great people and it would just, you know, be in alignment with what I want to, you know, opening up that energy a little bit. Do you feel how different that feels of like, oh, I need to get a job instead of, wow, I could create a job that's like part-time, that I get a little extra money, that I actually meet amazing people and I love what I'm doing and I feel like I'm contributing or whatever.
Yeah, I actually had that yesterday. I was thinking, okay, this is what I want, and, you know, something to bring some money while I get the business going again. And exactly that. I want something that I can have fun at, part-time, and so forth and so on. And I actually, interestingly, got a call the other day, but it was for a full-time position, and it didn't sound, it sounded like it should be fun, but with talking to the person, it didn't sound like it was going to be fun. And I'm like, okay, so what's this about? So, you know, I have an interview tomorrow to go and meet with them. I'm just going, it doesn't quite fit right, but by the same token, there's things, because I was thinking, okay, what are the positive aspects of taking this position if they offer it to me? And over what is, what person I talked to made it sound like maybe it wasn't so desirable, because I was focusing on the positive aspects of it. But I'm still, there's still that little, yeah, maybe this is not the right one.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, I think you know, no, this one's not right. I'm getting warm. That's what it feels like to me. Your intuition
okay.
went, not quite right. I'm getting warm. I attracted a job. It's close. Okay, there's some aspects here. It's about dating, you know. It's like when you date someone, you're like, okay, they have this, that, and the other, but they're not the whole package. And that's okay. I'm going to wait for the whole package.
Okay.
And that's okay. Because now your energy, just as us talking, you're shifting your energy right now around it. So what I would do is, again, I'm all for me, the manifestation creation is all about relationship with self, okay? It's the relationship with you and your own energy. So your relationship with your energy is going, wow, I have all these things that are knocking up against each other. So for me, willingness to go, I'm willing to take a job that is uplifting and supportive to me in every way. And I think that those are the words. Uplifting
yeah.
and supportive of me in every way, and whatever that means. I see, I get children, I see community, I see people around you, I see you working with people, and you have, again, it's going to help, if there's something that is coming in around helping you with the self-expression of being who you are, because you're kind of a natural introvert.
Yes.
Organically. And
yes.
It's time to kind of come out of your shell. Like, they're showing me this expression of you is... Your natural expression is very sweet, very kind, very compassionate person. And that integrity is in your business. And that's what you want to shine through. It's in your business. It's in who you are. It's what you bring to the table, you know,
right.
which is really valuable. It's extremely
okay.
valuable. And I just want you to know that, that that's valuable.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
So, well, okay, this thing with my not owning my power keeps coming up, and I'm going, but I go, I am powerful. I can do a lot of things. I've done a lot of things in the past. So why now is there such a, and this is, I think, part of the thing, too, is like, why
uh-huh.
now is all of a sudden this I am not owning my power coming in?
Well, because it's been, you know, like I would say, the shadow side is coming out. So what happens is a lot of us have a lot of split energy. That's why things don't matter. When you're clear about something, like, you know, and I talk about this with clients that are trying to get pregnant or whatever, when you're clear 100% and you have no conflict, things manifest extremely quickly. Okay? Extremely quickly. So the fact that things are slow to manifest is telling you have a conflict in your energy. So the desire for something to move faster gets higher. And then your energy goes, okay, well, now you have to deal with this. Because you could get away with 70, 60% in your power, but now this 40% needs to be dealt with if you really want to create what you're asking for. You follow
okay.
me?
Okay. Yeah, but I guess
so,
what's the 40% thing? I mean, the 30, 40% thing.
What I'm saying is most of us, and this is for everybody who's listening today, for most of us, so for example, everyone has, you know, I say there's like five topics that people are really concerned about: health, relationship, money, career. You know, there's always those kind of basic things. So let's say you are going, I want to create abundance in a successful business, okay? You had that intention a long time ago, right? You created
yeah.
the business. You had enough power within yourself to manifest, to create it. So you had to have something dominant over 50% of your energy going, yes, you know, I want to create a business, because you did it, okay? But you wanted a successful business that's super abundant so you can just live off that business, right? So that's not manifesting. So there's another
right.
chunk of that energy that needs to be dealt with. So it's like, okay, well, you had it up to here, but now there's this other chunk that's inside of you that is the next level of owning your power, which is owning your complete authentic self. And knowing that that's valuable, knowing that that's, do you see what I'm saying? It's a deeper
yeah.
level. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the same with relationships.
Okay.
But you can create a relationship, but not like your soulmate. You want to create, you're looking for the soulmate version of your career.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
All right.
All right. Thank you,
Sorry.
Nadia, so
Thanks,
much for
Abby.
Your assistance.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. You too.
Bye. Okay, next we have Joy in Cape Cod, who I also feel like I've spoken to before.
Yes, you have.
Hi,
almost a year ago.
Oh, my God.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. It was my mother had died, and I thought I didn't know whether I wanted to go to San Diego or not. And you told me I did know.
And I'm sure you did.
Anyway, it's around that time of year again. I don't necessarily mean about San Diego, though I have two children there and a new grandson there now. But it's everything that you've said to everybody else, except I don't think I even know what I'm looking for. I have some money. I live off. I'm 71. I mean, I'm retired, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm mm-hmm. certainly not. Or I don't feel abundant, but
right.
But it isn't that. It's more about a feeling, and I guess I get tired of saying it and tired of people hearing it. I suppose is what I really want to be able to do is find the joy inside me. And
yeah, I can feel
and
it.
I have
a little knotted up. I can definitely feel it, just like a little bit similar to Kathy. You have that kind of like you're a little tied within yourself.
Yeah.
So I think because you don't know what brings you joy.
Yes, true.
And I think that's the problem. And it's almost like if you knew that being around your family and going to San Diego would bring you joy, you would hop, skip, and jump and go right over there, yeah?
Yes.
But it's interesting. So what in your life today that can you be appreciative about?
Well, there's a lot of things, but they all have, I live on Cape Cod. It's lovely. They don't let me walk my dog on the beach for like 6 months of the year, which is one of my main joys. So there's, you know, there's good and there isn't. I brought up my kids and I was delighted to do so. And I don't mean moving to San Diego would cause me to have to bring up my grandchildren, but I I'd love to be closer. But, you know, I don't want to be a mile away. I don't like San Diego. I mean, it's beautiful, but it's not. I'm a New Englander, I guess.
I get it.
Yeah, there's all. I feel like, and I said this years ago, and I thought I had taken care of it. But like, if I had a fairy godmother, and you could tap me on the shoulder and give me anything I wanted, I don't know what I'd ask for. Mm-hmm. I don't know what would really.
Okay, so
make me find the happiness inside myself. I know finding outside doesn't work, but
I think maybe I'm not happy
with what's inside of me. I don't know.
Well, I think that you know, you're 71, so your generation was very like take care of everyone outside of you.
Yeah.
Take care of your kids, be a good wife, be a good mother, be a da da da. And now you're like, now what do I do with myself? Like, I wasn't trained my whole life to
right.
give to myself, so I don't know what the hell to do. But at the same time, you've done enough work on yourself, and I love what you said, and I really appreciate your honesty, and I think it's really beautiful that you're like, I'm done taking care of kids. Like, you know that if you go down to San Diego, you're going to be, you know, kind of back where you were, because let's be real, you're going to be, they're going to use you to babysit, and now they're going to be, again, outside of you is going to be your life. And I think that instinct is like, wait, no, I want something for just me. Like, I'm done. Like, I did my job. I want something for just me.
Part of me feels guilty about that because since the beginning of this year, I found out what my purpose was up until the end of last year and that I did it. And now it's new and it can be quite enjoyable, but it also, maybe because I'm finding it in some way, it hits me with, you know, I had the worst case of bronchial something, I hate to call it anything, 3 weeks ago that I've ever had. And I know there was a lot of grief, and I can see I'm grieving parts of me that I think I never had or that I lost.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I feel tired of finding
what it is without. And I don't know that it's guilt or not, because I would love to see my grandchildren. I would love to have them closer in some ways. But, I think I've always been, it's not necessarily in conflict with myself, though that's probably true, is that everything, there's two sides, and I see both sides, and I want some of both of it. And I don't, I don't know how to do that, or I certainly don't know how to do that and be happy.
Right. Well, and I think that, you, like you said, again, you are in conflict. First of all, I want to just give you full permission not to feel guilty about not wanting to be a mile away from a family, because I think that your inner being is really calling for you, like I said, calling you inward. And, you know, that's why
you
love
walking. Yeah, it definitely was, and I couldn't have done what I did this year if I'd been there. Not that, you know, because they're within bicycle distance. They'd be over all the time, and part of it would be wonderful. But I wouldn't have done what I've done so far this year.
Well, and I think that, you know, I think you have more living to do on your own. So what my advice to you is this. Number one, you know, obviously your dogs are very important to you.
Yep.
And the reason I love animals as well, the reason you feel so good when, because you said my greatest joy is walking my dog.
Mm-hmm.
You said those words, right? So
walking on the beach. I love getting my feet wet. He doesn't care about
great.
That.
So there's something that's really powerful, you know, that you just said. You're like, I'm aware of that. I know what it feels like to be relaxed. And I think that what you're finding is when you're walking on the beach with your dogs, you're free in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, you're just in the moment. You're feeling the water. You're with your animal who's in this high vibration, and you're just present in that moment that you're in. And I think when you get back home, you're like, I don't know what to do with myself. You know, so when I don't know what to do with myself, I always go all the way into the spirituality. Like in my last weeks of pregnancy, I wasn't seeing clients, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going crazy. Starting to go crazy. And I'm so used to being so busy. And I was like, wait a second. There's all these books I want to read. There's all these spiritual meditations I wanted to try. There's all these, you know, and so I kind of delve into the spiritual aspect of, hey, you know what, where you are right now is so great joy because you're so open to whatever it is. So it's almost like, bring me what's going to bring me uplift and bring me joy. And you're not limiting it.
Okay.
You know, show it to me. So what I want you to do is dive into the spirituality and really go, every day meditating, I'm like, I'm open. Bring me whatever's going to bring me joy. The right people, the right circumstances. I don't care what it looks like. I'm open because I don't have any idea and I'm not attached. So,
wow.
So, because it's powerful.
I didn't consider that a positive, but now I see what you mean.
Oh, it's such a positive, because I have to, like, okay, I'm like, okay, you're so attached to looking like this, you need to let go is a lot of the problem. With you, you're going, I have no fucking idea, excuse my language. So it's okay for you to be like, great, there's endless potentials for you, so you can really give it over to the universe. And being around your dogs is the best thing you can do. When in doubt, play with your dog. When in doubt, you know, whatever you can do with your dogs, because they're there to keep you in alignment.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Find other people to be dogs, like find groups, anything that you can find to maybe go to, meditation group, if you can do yoga. Like, you have the gift of time and freedom to really open up your energy. This is a gift.
Okay.
You owe nobody anything. You are just, you can do whatever you want. So it's just opening up to show me what I want to do, you know?
Okay. I got it.
Okay,
thank you very much.
I'm so glad. Thank you, Joy. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lynn from Los Angeles. Lynn?
Hi. Hi, Mama. How are you? Oh, congratulations, Mama. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, my God, he's so cute.
Thank you.
It's so funny. I pulled up to this event that I'm working at today, and I'm having to wait because some people are late. So, and here I am, because had I gone in, I wouldn't have been able to talk to you. Okay, so it's perfect.
Oh, perfect.
So, here's the thing. I'm about almost 90 days out of a relationship.
Uh-huh.
I moved into a new apartment day before yesterday, finally.
Great.
Everything.
Great. Great.
Yeah. And I am super excited because I am seeing all these things manifest, and I am seeing the appropriate right people stepping up and saying, you know, abundance is everywhere. And my thing is, I heard yesterday, you know, you're not supposed to have these successful TV shows that I'm producing and the acting until you're on your own. You're self-sufficient. Yeah. It's not a partner.
I agree with that.
Okay, so...
Well, it's kind of like the theme today. It's like finding your power within yourself. And, you know, I know you, so I know that it's always been a male in your life that kind of you're dependent on in some way. So you're not really completely relying on your own power. Yeah.
Right. So I am now, and I feel like I'm just asking if there's anything else to, like, kind of clean out, clear out.
You're very much in your head right now. You're very in your head. And so, like, your energy is very, like, remember I talked about the worry in the beginning? It's like you're buzzing up there, mama. And so it's like I really want to, what they're showing me for you is, like, it's not about clearing anymore. It's about grounding and being in the love of what you do again. It's like finding the love, because a lot of times what happens is that when you're with a guy, the love gets kind of thrown towards them. Or you're like, you know, all that. So now it's like, oh, I can put all this love that I have towards my projects. Towards, like, remember I said with that woman with the energy of, like, really blasting your heart energy with the films that you're doing, with the stuff that you're doing.
Okay.
Because it needs more heart energy, and it needs, like, all that power that you're finding right now. And, like, really watch that head, mama, because you are, like, you are just like, la, 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 la. I mean, I can just hear it. It's like, it's a lot. So what's happening is you're not grounded. You're not in your body. Really doing grounding, feet on the ground. If you can go, like, you know, anything in nature, like, you need grounding and heart energy right now. And that's kind of the only thing I feel like you're missing as far as energetic connection, is that you're just relying on the wrong instrument right now.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I think that I didn't realize how much my heart had been closed.
You went through a breakup. It makes sense, though. You were just like, okay, I got to shut it off. And I think it was by accident, and so your head took over, you know, because you have so much to do. So you're like, okay, people, let's go. Let's keep it moving. We got to get an apartment. We got to do this, you know. So you kind of compartmentalized it a little bit, and you shut it down. And with your projects, you just need to put the love into it. Like, that's literally all they're showing you, is, like, you need to put the love into it. And I'm sorry, I do see another guy coming in this year.
No, that's good, because he'll be different.
Different. Yeah, I'm hoping he'll be different. I see a guy, and ironically, I see a guy with money, and I hate to tell you that, but I do.
But that's great, because I'm planning on making a heck of a lot more than I am at this moment. Like, I already feel it coming.
Yeah.
So it won't be a relying on that or having to pay for that.
It'll be more of, like,
right?
more your equal. Yeah.
Perfect. And issues with my body, you know how I'm so, like, and I'm doing my best because my go-to, you know, has never been alcohol, but it's been food. And I feel like I could not, with this last person, love myself enough to, like, take care of myself. Like, I don't. So.
Well, and I think that that's what part of the grounding is, because when you ground yourself, like, into the earth and back into your body and out of your head, you automatically, they're like, oh, you know, I'm going to get my some thought. I feel like going to the gym today. I feel like going for a walk. I feel like going for a hike. Like, once you're back in your body's going to be communicating with you what it needs to be balanced.
Okay.
Because really, when it's balanced, we feel good. I mean, that's the bottom line. We can talk about thin, fat. It doesn't matter. My body feels in balance. Because if I have too much weight on, I don't feel good. I'm not in balance.
Right.
I know, you know, I'm emotionally eating or whatever it is. So I feel like that's more a symptom of you. Again, the food is outside of you, so it's like, oh, okay, I'm just going to eat this because my head is on fire.
Okay,
I'm not really in it. I'm not in my body. So I'm trying to get in my body by eating instead of, like, what does my body need right now? What is my body feeling? Like, again, like, through pregnancy, like, when you're breastfeeding, it's like protein. Like, I could give me a whole, like, rotisserie chicken, I'll rip that thing apart. You know, my body is telling me what it needs. It's telling me, you know, you need more food, or you need protein, or you need this. So it's like you want to get back to listening instead of emotionally because your head's spinning.
And so being out in nature, taking walks, meditation, things like that.
Huge.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and literally feet on the ground and, like, seeing that white light ground you up and from the earth. Those kind of, you can do, like, Google grounding meditation. There's 1,000 of them.
Oh, awesome. Perfect.
Yeah,
thank you.
Totally. No problem, mama.
I hope I see you guys soon.
I know. I hope so, too. All right. Thanks for calling,
Mama.
Thank
Bye.
You. Okay, next I have LaVon from Nevada. Hi, LaVon.
Good morning. Hi. Congratulations on the baby. That is
Thank
so
you.
Sweet.
Thank you.
This is an amazing call because I can associate with just about everyone on it. So
okay,
I don't know what to really ask right now, but I'm probably in grief right now. Yeah.
Okay, I get a yes on that for sure. So what do you feel like you're grieving?
It's even hard to talk about it sometimes. And I talked about this last week too, but I lost my cockatoo that I had for 19 years.
And I'm so sorry.
And I miss that sweetness and that love. And
of course.
She was so much like a person. She was amazing. But she was so much of my joy. And I miss
she
that.
She was a manifestation of your joy, not the source of your joy. You know, and that's the part with animals because they're mirrors, you know. And they that cockatoo, my best friend growing up had a cockatoo, and it was and they're so fun. They're like people.
They're such
so
characters.
They're really incredible animals. And I remember that they are literally mirrors. I mean, they will mirror what you say. They will mirror what you know, and they mirror your energy. Dogs, birds, cats, they all.
Correct.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like when we see ourselves mirrored back, we can laugh, we can find joy in it, we can find love in it. And they almost give us a way to love ourselves a little bit more because when this animal loves you and you feel loved by this animal, you're going, wow, I'm lovable. There's something lovable about me, you know.
Right.
There's something worthy about me. So that was the gift that she gave you.
There's so much to learn from them, too. Amazing.
Incredible. Animals are just mind-blowing. Horses, all of them. Very healing. And so, you know, I think that it's you're being called, again, like the theme with everybody, to find that within yourself. Because all she was is an aspect of you. It was your little soulmate. See, animals are like our little soulmates, you know. They're little aspects of ourselves that are, and that's why we feel so connected to them. Because we're like, you're a part of me, you know.
I know.
And I totally relate to that. So
there's such an acceptance in pets. It's whatever you are is what we love. Yeah,
they're in alignment. They're in alignment. You know, they're you know, as Abraham would say, tuned in, tapped in, turned on. They're always, they don't lose their channel. They never lose it, you know. So finding, going, well, what did I feel when I was with her? And finding those feelings because those are yours. You know, those are your feelings. Those are your...
Right.
And it doesn't mean you won't share it with another animal, with another person. You're going, well, what did I love about that was that I looked forward to seeing her in the morning. I woke up and I was excited. So I want to wake up and be excited about my day. I think that for you, it's more of... I feel like you're a little backed up with loss, I'll be honest with you. Like, this is not the first loss you've experienced in your life, but this is the first loss you're actually letting yourself experience. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yes, I lost much of my family this last year, and I didn't grieve them like I'm grieving for my birth.
Exactly. Isn't that funny?
I know. I was just laughing at that with my husband. Oh.
Yeah. So I think that that's part of why you feel so uncomfortable right now. I think for you, this is just a temporary phase of really letting yourself, like I said, this is the theme right now, is loss. Purging, letting go. People were leaving the planet like crazy the past 6 months. Like crazy.
Right.
Like it was a lot of people leaving, and pets and people leaving the planet. And so for you to really be able to get into a place where you're able to go, okay, let me really feel these and move through it. Because I feel like once you move through it, you'll be fine. But it's going to take a couple weeks of you being willing to go, let me really be willing to feel my feelings around this. And you'll see you have back to grief. So all that grief that you didn't experience is kind of tied in with the bird.
That makes total sense. I've wondered about that myself. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's almost safer. It's weird. With animals, it's such a pure connection. Whereas with people, there's a little bit of a complicated connection.
Definitely.
So, yeah, and when people are really sick and then they pass, I mean, there's a lot, it's more complicated with people. for sure.
Right.
But I don't feel anything
right.
else really blocking you or anything. It just feels like you need to just be willing to go through this right now.
Right, right.
And
I'm
just
a little angry. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm a little angry, too, because I thought she would be with me always. You know, they're supposed to live a long time, like 65 years.
Well, and what you just said is so great, because I'm going to guarantee you there's something from your childhood that connects to that of you said you'd never leave me, and you did. So I don't know if there's something, you know, I almost went to being a little kid and almost like being able to see angels and then like not being able to see them or something. Like there's something with you of like having a connection and then feeling like you lost it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I think that that's part of what she's representing for you right now. And there'll be another, I mean, her soul will come revisit you in another pet if you want to. Just ask her to.
God, I hope so.
Oh, 100%. They recycle.
Totally. That's great.
Recycle. Yeah, they do.
That's
they
great.
Come back to you.
And hopefully
yeah,
I'll recognize it at the time.
Oh, you can't not know. They'll pick you, honey.
She picked me. She picked me,
animals
too.
Animals always
so.
Pick you. Yeah, animals pick you. You don't pick them.
That's great. All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
That's great. Okay.
Okay, next I have Jay in Canada. Hi, Jay. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. So what can I do to help you today?
Got a question for you, actually. A deep question, actually.
Okay.
About our journeys. Do we find that our journeys are more... I'm just asking this question a lot. Are more individualized? Do we call it a journey, or do we call it more of a experiences along this life? I don't know. We call it a path or journey. I just wonder what your thoughts about that is.
You know, for me, it's kind of interchangeable, and it's whatever resonates for you. For me personally, I mean, my belief system is that we come in with kind of a soul path, quote unquote, that we is loosely decide we're going to say, okay, well, this is a soul path I'm choosing, and then when I'm there, I can shift it and change it as I like. So I think that the path is set, and then we can choose the journey we want to choose once we're here.
Yeah, the thing is that you know, I'm getting like I was talking to a person about this on a website about this, about, you know, the small steps that we're things occur in small steps, but you know, it seems like the energy of this earth right now, this time, is like we're being pushed all the time in some sort of way, you know,
I
where we
get
the help of it. and it's like we have no choice. I mean, it's like, you know, we move or we leave an earth, like you just said to the last caller, and or something physically happens where you got to really deal with it. You know, too, it's just there's really
sure.
no choice. And it's almost like we're on a prison planet in a way. We're not enslaved to, you know, it's really interesting. We're not really in that enslavement, but it's, you know, our free will and choice to move ahead, or we stay put. We're not here on this earth.
Well, I think the challenge is understanding that somehow everything that is happening is our choice, but it's understanding why we choose it. And like you said, there's an energetic push, but we chose to be here during this time. And, you know, that's my experience. That's what resonates with me. So, you know, I think that for each individual person, you're going to have your own kind of, perspective and debates on how you choose to see it. Like, how do you choose to see it? Do you want to be the victim of your circumstances? Do you want to feel like, you know, and I get it. I totally understand that feeling. It feels like things just happen that we are not in control of, you know. But at the same time, in my experience, I've seen that that's not the case for me, just for me. That things are somehow, even if I don't understand it in the moment, and that's the part of the spirituality is sometimes when I can connect to my channel, I can understand something, even though it doesn't seem like logical on the human plane. So I don't know if that's helpful, but hopefully it
well,
is.
Yeah, I just wonder because, you know, we're here to evolve our soul to a higher level, to ascend it. And
yeah.
We only have a certain amount of time to do this on this earth, and then we come, well, if you believe in past life or present, future lives, you come back again and, you know, keep doing it until we get to, I don't know, whatever level that is, eh? So
Well, you just try to make the best with the moment you're in right now, Jay. You know, that's what you want to do right now, is like just be where you are. Don't worry about the past lives or future lives. And try to be as present in the life you're in. You know, that's the hard part. It's just going, well, where am I today? And what do I want to be today? And what do I, you know, listening to yourself moment to moment.
You know, thoughts that we create 60,000 times a day or...
Yeah, sure.
We have to go to places every millisecond, right?
Yeah, you could get your head spinning for days. So,
right.
It's good that you're asking yourself that. You know, it's the way your brain works. So it's just kind of exploring that within yourself.
That's very interesting. Very interesting.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Jay. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Anna from New York, I think you're going to be my last caller today.
Welcome to Baby, and congratulations to Mama.
Thank you. How are you? I know we've spoken before, have we not?
I think we may have spoken a while ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you, Anna?
So I just would like to know, like, what my next step is, because I feel like it would be great if you can have a little insight as to either the financial security or the romantic partner or whatever shows up.
Okay. Well, again, it's funny, like my friend Lynn, who called in, you're very in your head about this stuff. Can you just do me a favor, Anna, and give me just the month and day of your birthday?
October 27th.
Okay. So you're a Scorpio.
In 5,000.
So, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah. Well, first of all, I do see money for you coming in before the love coming in. For whatever reason, that's just the way it's laid out. But for you right now, you have a little bit of, and the words I want to say are frustration and resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the frustration and resentment that things are not as you want them to be are a little bit dominant in your energy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that being dominant in your energy, obviously, as we know, keeps it from manifesting in the way we want it to manifest, you know. So, because what right now is, again, I see money for you. I mean, money is the first thing that's going to come in. So, like, really soon. So what I want you to do is kind of everything we've been talking about with everybody else, it's knowing your value, knowing you have the power to do what you choose to do around the money. And all, that opening will open you up to the relationship, because owning your power and owning your own sort of independence financially, mm-hmm. it kind of opens up the energy to bring in the partner that you actually want.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That sounds great, yeah.
Yeah, because I do see money coming in. You've done work on this. You've been working on the money stuff a while, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's there. It's right there. I see it right in your energy. But you get this kind of frustration. You're just like, oh, like, do you know what I'm talking about? The resentment, frustration? Do you feel that?
Absolutely. Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you need to kind of dissect that. You need to go through that. Because, you know, like I said before, look right at it. Sit with it. And then turn it around. Because this is the work for a lot of us right now is, you know, we're at the fine-tuning where the big chunks of energy have moved, and now it's like the fine-tuning of like the day-to-day frustrations and annoyances and really being willing to sit with stuff and go, wow, I'm pissed and I'm resentful that this isn't here yet and I'm angry,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's okay. I just need to flush that out and go, and it's because I know it's supposed to be here right now, and I know because I'm feeling frustrated because I can feel it in my energy field and I know it's close, so I really want to let it in.
Great.
When you're feeling that frustration, it's because you know it's right there. And you're like, oh, I can feel it. It's there. Like, where is it? You know? So that's, I always say frustration is kind of a good thing because it's showing you that it's already in your field.
Okay.
It's just, it's like not manifesting yet, so you're just super annoyed because your energy is telling you it's here, it's here, it's here. You're like, what do you mean? It's not here. You know? I mean, I'm sure everybody relates to that feeling. But that is what's happening with you. So it's really, it's that fine-tuning of, because you get resentful. You get bitter about stuff. And,
right, because I was expecting the money to show up like 5 years ago.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you're like, where the fuck is, excuse my language again. So what I want you to do is just go, okay, like, it's coming at the perfect time. It's here. It's in my energy field. And it's waiting for that perfect lineup to come in, because you don't want just the money. You want you want the happiness with it, you want the uplift, you want all that stuff wrapped up at the right time. And so for you, because you have that scorpion in you, you will like hold on to that. You've been holding on to that kind of resentment about it.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so it's almost like keeping it from coming in, but it's right there. The money is the first thing to come in. I'm going to tell you again, it's right there. It's
great.
In your 100%. Well, thanks so much. I have to wrap things up now.
Terrific. Thank you.
That was helpful. Thank you, Anna.
All righty.
So thank you, everybody, for having me on the show. I always love being on here. My name, again, is Nadia Angelini, and my website is intuitionbynadia.com. And I look forward to talking to you guys again soon. Thanks so much.